the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Firearms Monday on August, the first day of August, Monday, the first day of August, 2022. The prepper tip today is to inventory your winter field gear. Being Firearms Monday, we have Sam Andrews with us, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website's freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, before we get to our next caller, what would the firearms tip of the week be, sir?
John, we've been comparing accuracy with students with their pistols. And so we've been comparing iron sights to these RMR-type sights, the Holosuns, the Trijicons. And I've got enough data now. I've got a statistically significant sample size now. We've compared it with a number of students, over 30 students this year. So on average, a student will shoot a 3-shot group that is 5 times smaller with an RMR sight and their pistol at 10 yards than with iron sights. Now think about that. I had a student, someone was at the range yesterday, Greg's friend Lindsay, and we put an RMR on her Glock 45. It's a model 45, 9mm, not a caliber 45. We put an RMR on her sight, and she took this pistol. This is a gal that's had no training, right? And she held it on a steel silhouette 18 by 32 at 80 yards and hit it with her pistol. Think about that, folks. Someone who's had no training whatsoever with a pistol by an expert, by a real professional. And she can put the dot on the target at 80 yards with a Glock 9mm and hit that target. These RMR red dot sights, if you are over the age of 35 or 40, if you're using reading glasses, if you actually want to hit what you're pointing your pistol at? These new RMRs, I like the Holosuns, I like the 507s, the 508s, the 509s, these type of sights. Some of the Trijicons are okay. They're durable and they hold their point of impact, point of aim. These sights are the most fantastic thing to pistol accuracy ever to come along. A good trigger and an RMR red dot sight on your pistol is worth its weight in gold in a fight, because you can use it at night and you can actually hit what you're aiming at. It just makes the pistol so much easier to shoot accurately and quickly. Get an RMR on your pistol. Please do it now. Don't wait.
All right. Now, what does those three letters stand for, RMR, if they stand for anything?
Oh, they stand for something. It might be like a reflex something. I don't know.
Okay.
I'll look it up. I'll look it up on the next commercial break. But the bottom line is these sights work. I mean, I can stand there with no rest on a pistol 10 yards away with my 19X, my custom Freedom Center 19X. I put with practice ammo, not high quality match ammo, but with practice ammo, I can put bullets in the same hole.
So it's not exactly a traditional red dot sight then, is it, sir?
I think it's like a mini heads-up display.
Like a hologram kind of thing.
So it's a holographic sight, technically.
Okay. All right. Now I'm with you. And I'm looking at some of the choices here. They're pricey, but the person could afford them. If they make it a priority, they could afford one of these things, couldn't they?
Well, I mean, you know, why do you buy a handgun? Hopefully to defend your life. Now, let's talk about this law here. We're in the long segment. I want to go over this. I want to go over the bill that just passed by your U.S. House of Representatives.
Let's do that. Please.
It says, the first line, a bill to regulate assault weapons to ensure the right to keep and bear arms is not unlimited and for other purposes. Oh, that's for sure. Okay. So they start out with definitions. What is an assault weapon? A semi-auto pistol, a weapon that uses the portion of the energy of firing a cartridge to extract a fired case and chamber the next round. So it's really not an assault weapons ban. They call it the assault weapons ban of 22, but what it really is, it's a semi-auto rifle and pistol ban. Okay? That's what we're talking about here, folks. Now, what qualifies a weapon? Does it use a portion of the round's firing energy to cycle and insert another round in the chamber? So basically, you're talking about the semi-automatic version of anything. Shotgun, pistol, rifle, by their own definition. This is what they're going after. Does it have a pistol grip? Does it have a threaded barrel? Does it have, you name it, a forward grip, a grenade launcher, a folding or detachable stock? Does it have a revolving cylinder as a shotgun? Does it have this, that, or the other? Does it use the energy of a round to cycle and eject and insert a new round in the chamber? So, what are they banning? Let's go through this. AK types, including the following: AK, AK-47, AK-47S, AK-74, AKM, AKS, ARM, MAK-90, so on, so on, so on. Vector arms, Vepr, Wasser 10, WUM. Ijma Saga AK, Mahdi AK-47, Norinco 56, 56S2, 56S, 86S, 84S, Polytechnology. They're listing now specific manufacturers and models. And then they go to all AR types, including the following: AR-10, AR-15, Alexander Arms, Armalite, Barrett, Beretta, Black Ordnance, Bushmaster, Chiapa, Colt, Core, Daniel Defense, Devil Dogs, Diamondback, Double Star AR rifles, DPMS rifles, DSA rifles, Heckler & Koch rifles, High Standard rifle, Jesse James Nomad rifles, Knights Armament rifles, Lancer rifles, Mossberg, Noreen Firearms, Olympic Firearms, POF, Precision Firearms, Remington, Rhino Arms, Rock River Arms, Sig Sauer, Smith & Wesson, Stag Arms, Sturm Ruger, Usleton Arms, Wyndham Repery, WMD Guns, Yankee Hill Machine Company, Barrett, Beretta, Coleco, Daewoo, Fabrique National, Galil, Feather Industries, High Point, HK, Israeli, IWI Tavor, Caltech, SigArm, Springfield Armory, Steyr, AUG, Sturm Ruger, Thompson, all Thompson rifles, they say. All Thompson rifles they're banning. Umarex, Uzi rifle, Uzi, Valmet, Vector Arms, Weaver Arms, Wilkinson, all AK types, including but not limited to. And it goes on and on and on and on, John. They are banning every semi-auto, every shotgun, pistol, rifle. This law is horrific. This is tyranny at its finest, and it comes right before the election they're going to steal that gives them complete power and control over you and your family. You better call your senator. You want my firearms tip of the year? Call your U.S. senator and tell them if they even sniff voting for something like this, they will never be elected again, and they will be never allowed to speak in public in your state again. You tell them that. You call them and tell them that. Don't send it in an email. Call them and tell them. Go to their office and wait for them to show up. Folks, this is the takeover. You are living the takeover right now. And if you don't put a stop to it, everything changes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we've seen similar things in the past. This is more draconian than anything I've seen in the past. And it needs to be stopped at the Senate. If not, we're probably destined for a civil war. What do you think, sir?
Oh, this is going to take us straight into a civil war.
Pretty amazing. Any more discussion on this before we move on,
sir? Oh, well, here, let's get deeper into the law.
Okay.
Firearms exempted by the assault weapons ban. I'll just read you a few. A Browning Model 1886 lever-action carbine. An EMF 1863 Henry rifle. A Marlin 336 XLR. A Remington Arms Model 141 pump. A Savage Model 170 pump, a Winchester Model 94. So what are your tyrants allowing you to have? They're allowing you to have weapons from the 1800s, folks. The Cooper Model 56 bolt-action rifle. The Browning Able Micro Medallion. The Marlin Model XL7C. The Midland 1500 Survivor Rifle. The Remington 700 BDL Left Hand. This is a sample of the rifles your king is allowing you to own now. The Ruger Mark 77. The Savage Model 116. The Weatherby Vanguard Classic Rifle. The Weatherby Mark 5. The Winchester Model 70 Featherweight Classic. Oh, and then there's some single-shot rifles they're allowing you to have. The Harrington and Richardson Handy Rifle Compact. The insanity of this, folks. Call your senators.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Call your, better yet, visit the senator's office in person. Is better than a phone call. A handwritten letter gets attention. I would not bother with emails. An in-person visit to the office is best. A handwritten letter is next. And do what you can. Go in there with a small group of community leaders, business owners, elected officials to that senator's office would have some impact, because the staff will recognize that the combination of an office holder, a business owner, and maybe a pastor of a church translates into hundreds of votes that the senator could be subject to. All those things would help, wouldn't they, Sam?
Well, I think the most sage advice is to go see them in person, get in their face.
Exactly, if you can. It's not easy.
Absolutely. Well, you better make time to do it, folks.
Well, it's not so much.
The alternative is going to be a civil war in this country, and people have no idea how ugly war is. War hasn't come to this homeland in a long, long, long time. You guys cannot imagine the ugliness of a shooting war in this country. Right now, this is the most armed country in the history of planet Earth, and it will be the ugliest war of all time.
Roger that. Roger
I'm
that.
Just wondering where the senators that are voting for this crap are going to sleep. That's what I'm wondering.
Well, that's a good question. I'm sure. Well, I'm not sure, but they need to be having their contingency plans. Let's see if we can take some callers, Sam. How about Pat in Texas? Good morning, Pat.
Hi. I just wanted to tell people, I don't want to talk about Senator Cornyn, but I wanted to tell people if they don't register to vote, they won't vote. I know the school starts in the middle of August, and who knows what else they might do to us to distract us. But if you're not in Texas, if you're not registered a month earlier, you won't vote. And I just want people to hurry up and do it, because everybody running down from all over the country, running down Governor Abbott, that means we'd have Beto, and he's out there tearing up everything he can, rolling around, acting like he's a normal. I wanted to tell people to go to Conservapedia, because people are putting up stuff right now that you already forgot about, like Beto did wear dresses in the 1990s. Didn't everybody get that? So they're putting up stuff right now because of the election. And I wish, Sam, I wish you could go on there and put stuff on there for what you just said.
Okay.
Wikipedia. It's called.
Okay. I don't know if Sam's got time to put anything on Wikipedia, but we do thank you for your call, Pat.
Well, we can get this from your archives, and somebody else could do it for what he said. Okay. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Okay. Let's move on from there. Our next caller is Nick in Arizona. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning, John. Good morning, Sam. Hey, Sam, I have a few questions for you. Am I coming through clear?
You are fine. Go ahead.
I'm clear.
All right. Thank you. Sam, what's the best way to go about purchasing a suppressor? Would one buy it in their name? Or are you better off buying it in a trust? I think I've heard you mention.
What state are you in?
I'm in Arizona.
You're in Arizona. Okay. So the easiest, quickest way to get a suppressor is to deal with Silencer Shop and just go through their process. You definitely want to do a trust. I'm not sure it'll matter if this assault weapons ban passed, because we're going to be in the middle of a war. But if they don't pass the assault weapons ban and you have time to get a suppressor, then I would, and you want to get it before the election. You still have a chance if you go through silencershop.com. You can do their paperwork.
All right.
Now, the disadvantage is you're doing your trust, you're doing everything electronically, okay? But it does happen quicker if you get approval quicker if you do it electronically. We do all of ours manually through manual form force. We don't make it easy on them. We want to make them use their resources to data entry and all that stuff. So, but the trust is the way to go. If you have the time and the money, do the trust.
And do the multiple trust.
Well, you only need one trust. You can put all your suppressors in the same trust.
All right. And then does one attract any sort of unwanted attention if they're purchasing multiple at the same time?
No. Doesn't matter.
All right. Sounds great. Appreciate it. And I just wanted to add to that vote. It looks like the two Republicans that voted were Chris Jacobs of New York and Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania. And that would have tied it, because it was 217 to 213.
That's exactly right. Those are the two clowns that stabbed Americans in the back.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Nick, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. And we got open lines at 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. The best way to protect your car, your spouse's car, the car of that youngster going off to college, the exact same way the Pentagon does, with a $50 discount on each piece of equipment at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Sam Andrews, this is Farmers Monday. The website for Freedom Center is freedomcentertraining.com in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. You want to order a custom rifle built, participate in a thermal imaging group purchase, Sign up for a class. Give Sam a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, our next caller looks like is Eric in New York. Good morning, Eric.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate you taking my call. I would encourage people to have a two-prong kind of attack, so to speak. I don't want to use the word attack, but for your activism, for pressure, while you're simultaneously pressuring your senator to do the right thing, I think we have to prepare ourselves for the worst-case scenario, which is that this garbage does get passed, in which case I would include as your second point of pressure visit to your local sheriff and make sure that should this garbage be put through, that your sheriff knows that he's going to be kind of looked to and counted on as your last line of defense to do the right thing and protect, you know, your constitutionally, you know, and codified freedoms to keep and bear arms without infringement. Now there's a little trick. I don't want to use a trick, but there's an interesting attack that we have developed that I have had feedback in multiple cases. This has worked with public people that we put in office. And what you do is you get a copy of their oath, and you can do their oath of office. Almost every public officer, all the sheriffs nationwide, take an oath to support or uphold the Constitution. So you call your county clerk and you ask for a copy of their oath of office, which should be filed at the county clerk's office, and you take that oath, and right across the front, you basically write accept it and then sign it. It's two sentences would make it complete, and you can find this at my website, Courtroom Watch. Look for the post called Acceptance of Oath. Long and short, if you write, I, John Moore, standing on God's creation without the United States, in all capital letters, hereby accept your oath to uphold the Constitution. Now you and I have a personal binding contract in fact, honor, value, and consideration. And those are legal terms. They'll know what it means. Basically, their oath is a contract with the people to perform certain duties within the constitutional parameters. And once you formally, in writing, accept that oath, it locks them into that oath. And we've had multiple success stories using that oath to get public officers to do the right thing. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Keep an eye on your sheriff. Keep in close touch with him. Accept their oath and other officials as well, maybe the district attorney and the local judge. And then, you know, you can let them know that they're your last line of defense locally for the tyranny of the federal. What do you think about that?
Okay. Sam, you got any response to Eric's comments there?
Well, I like Eric's comments. I think that depending on where you're at, you'll have more or less success with that. I think that his advice is well taken, and I think that it is very important to contact your local sheriff and demand that he put out something in writing about this assault weapons ban. Now, in Missouri, we have the Second Amendment Preservation Act, which basically nullifies any federal gun control. And so our state does not recognize, because of the Constitution, because of the right to keep and bear arms, because the Constitution says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, we don't allow the feds to use any state or local assets to get involved in gun confiscation. We don't recognize any federal gun laws. They're null and void in the state of Missouri. And there's a lawsuit ongoing in the federal courts. Yeah, federal courts, imagine that, over this whole issue. So we'll see how it all turns out. But y'all better stand up. You better do something.
Okay, Eric, thank you for the call. We have a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.thepublicvoice.org.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. A lot there, new information, new articles posted every week, articles you find nowhere else on the internet, such as articles written by my friend Steve O'Neill, the nuclear scientist. And we have the latest intelligence briefing updated once a week by my friend, a former counterintelligence agent. Of course, all the excellent, high-quality MyPillow products. Gentlemen, you want to be a hero for the ladies in your household? The MyPillow products will help that be reality, with the sheets, the towels, the sleepwear, the slippers, and so forth. And, of course, we have a handy way to contribute to Freedom Center USA Legal Defense Fund. The second line of panels down on the left side. You can make a PayPal donation instantly. The address to mail a check or a money order is right there also. Legal defense is expensive. It is. And the Freedom Center Legal Defense Fund is something I've contributed to, and I hope that all of you can do the same thing. Last but not least, if you're tired of being tired, check out the energy cleaner, the mattress pads that go with it. Only $285 shipping included for the energy cleaners. Mattress pads vary in price depending on what you need. Of course, the Micro Plus throws are only $75. You already have an energy cleaner. You can enhance your experience with a Micro Plus throw. Place your order for your energy cleaner, your MicroPlus throw at thelibertyman.com or call my toll-free order line at 800-592-9543. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, and we have open lines at 512-248-8252. Sam, Freedom Center has been open now how many years, sir?
5 years.
5 years, my goodness. And we've had students from, what, is it 48 of the 50 states? Is that accurate?
I think we're up to 44 now.
44 of the 50.
44 of the 50 states, 17 different countries. So, yeah, we've done a lot of good, particularly in the last three and a half years where we've really upped the volume of training. It's had an impact in many, many states. And I'm just overjoyed about the way we've refined the curriculum and how quickly we can bring a new student up to speed. And it's just remarkable. I posted some videos on my Facebook page and on the Freedom Center Facebook website of some of our students performing. And when people see the speed and proficiency which they do mag changes and how quickly they can pull the trigger and put rounds on target, it's actually a pretty interesting thing to see their reaction to that.
It is. It is, absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want world-class training at a reasonable price, some of these schools, I'm not going to mention any names of the schools, but some of these schools, they spread out the training so wide that you're going to be spending a lot of money that, in my opinion, would be needless spending to get training that even at the highest levels of these other schools is not equivalent to what's trained at Freedom Center, is it?
Well, I'll give you an example. We've had probably 30 different students who've trained at Asymmetric Solutions. I'll name schools.
Okay, go for it.
John Wall is a good guy, man. He's the guy that runs Asymmetric. It's a really good group of well-meaning guys, and they have a training program that's probably better than most around the country. And we've had over 30 of his students come to our courses after training there for more than 4 years. And we literally double their speed and proficiency with the weapon and increase their accuracy in a 2-day class, 4-day class. So that ought to tell you the impact we're having on people that have trained in other facilities. We've had people, New Hampshire, Oregon, California, Arizona, Colorado, Texas, people come from all over the country, South Dakota, Montana, and many of them have trained at firearms training facilities in their home state, and they come here and train, and then they come back here, and they come back here, and they come back here. And there's a reason for that, because we have the best product. We're getting more improvement in less time for less money than any of these other facilities, and it's because of what we focus on and the structure of our training and how we go about it and the instructor to student ratio. You know, in most training schools, you've got one or two instructors watching 20 people on a firing line. In a lot of our drills and exercises, you may have two instructors watching you at the same time. You don't get away with mistakes. You're taught the right way to do things. You're not allowed to practice things wrong. If you do something wrong, you've got to do it over immediately until you do it right. And this is the way people learn quickly. This is what works.
It is. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want world-class training, to get this training now while you can, it goes with, there's nothing in the pending legislation in Congress that would specifically shut down Freedom Center, but effectively it would, wouldn't it?
Well, we're not a certified range. They're going to license ranges in this stupid law. So if you're not one of the government-approved ranges, then you can't be shooting and having firearms on your property. This stuff's insane.
And there's no specifics as to what that licensing would involve in that bill, I don't believe, is there?
And honestly, John, I don't care. You come to my house or you come to my range and tell me I don't have the right to have a firearm, I'm going to kill you on the spot. You will die in the spot that your feet were standing in when you spoke those foolish words. I'm done with these clowns, these tyrants. Done. Send your order takers over here. I'll take care of them for you.
Tell us what you really think, Sam.
John, I am so fed up with these liars and manipulators, these people that want to rule over other people. You're not God, and I'll prove it to you. I'll show you how mortal you are. Just show up at my property and tell me I can't have a gun. Just try it. I'll show you you're mortal. I'll show you you're no God. There's only one God in this universe, and I know who he is. So show up at my property, and I'll explain it all to you.
Roger that. And be sure, and whoever tends to do that, be sure you bring enough body bags for your entire team that you bring to Sam's house, because you're going to need them. So we're into some very serious times here. I don't know what's going to happen in the Senate with this bill. It's passed, that kind of legislation has passed in the past. We had the largest turnover of Democratic seats becoming Republican seats in the fall, in the November of 1994, because of similar legislation being passed. But the climate has changed nationwide in many ways, hasn't it, sir?
Well, the way we count votes has changed, John.
That's right.
The climate's changed, and the way we count votes has changed. There's the natural rub, right?
That's right. That's right.
It's not the same. You know, back in 1994, we weren't really, the internet wasn't a big deal. People were still listening to mainstream media. Nobody gets their news from CNN anymore. Nobody cares what those clowns say, right?
Roger that. Roger
so,
that.
So now we have a bunch of people that are awake and educated and understand what their agenda is. Their agenda's been exposed now. So any assault weapons ban is going to be received in a whole different light. And we have a whole host of sheriffs around the country that have been elected for the sole purpose of thwarting these unconstitutional acts by the federal government. Eric Schmidt, what did Eric Schmidt do recently? You brought it up at the beginning of the show. When the FBI said they wanted to audit the database of concealed carry owners in certain counties in Missouri, our sheriff stood up and said, hell no. And then Eric Schmidt wrote a letter to the sheriffs of Missouri and said, it would be illegal for you under Missouri law to provide that information to the FBI, and you will be prosecuted if you do. See, so yes. It's not just Sam that's done with the FBI's intrusions. It's not just Sam that's done with the Department of Justice's illegal actions. We have an attorney general here that's done with their garbage. We have sheriffs elected around this state that are done with their illegal garbage. We're not complying anymore. We're done.
Well said, Sam. Well said. Our next caller is Chris in Tennessee. Good morning, Chris.
Morning. Morning.
Good morning, Chris. Go ahead.
I got a question for Sam. First, I love your sentiment and your attitude. Are you a citizen or resident of the United States, Sam?
What kind of a catch-me bullshit question is that?
Well,
are you kidding me, clown?
It's not a BS question.
You trying to entrap me with a stupid legalistic question? I'll tell you what I am, Chris. I'm a child of God. I'm a disciple of Christ. Do you get that? Do you hear me, bro?
Yeah, I got you. I'm not trying to entrap you in any means. What I'm getting at is, I don't know if you've heard of what Roger Sales has been teaching concerning.
Everybody's heard of Roger Sales. What's your point?
Okay. Well, I get your sentiment, and I'm with you. I'm on your side. What I'm getting at is you can take yourself completely out of their jurisdiction, meaning the agency, the deep state.
I know the argument. Okay? The problem is
to do it very simple.
The, the problem is with Roger Sales' deal is not all judges will follow the path that Roger Sales expects them to follow. It doesn't happen in the real world every time. It happens occasionally, but it doesn't happen in the real world every time. And that has nothing to do with anything when they come to your house with 20 armed men.
Well, it preempts them so they can't.
No, it doesn't.
Hardly.
No, it doesn't.
I understand what you're saying. I get what you're saying as far as their lawlessness. They are lawless. Yes. They are. But
so let me ask you this question. Is what Roger Sales talks about, is that founded and grounded in the Constitution of the United States?
Yes, it is. It goes back
to is that why it protects you, because it's grounded in the Constitution?
It goes back to when they started setting this thing up back in the 1800s when they used now I'm a Negro. And they used the Negroes to set this up, to put everybody into slavery. I'm one of the very few Negroes that get this. When I first started looking into this and going back and studying the information, which is all fact-based, and there's cases after case after case after case.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Was it lawful to try the kid that defended himself with an AR-15 in a crowd, Kyle Rittenhouse, was it lawful to bring him up on charges and try him?
Well, that would depend on his political status that were born into this feudal system. Evidently, it was because they have to have jurisdiction over that person.
Let me explain something to you. You're assuming that the criminals trying to take over this country give two hoots about jurisdiction or the law. And I'm telling you, my position is they do not care. And you're going to learn that hard lesson soon, and so will Sales when they come for him. They don't care about the law. They don't care about jurisdiction. They only care about taking power. And if you're in their way and they can steamroll you, they will. Period. Dot. None of what Sales talks about even matters.
Okay. I think we've covered that sufficiently. Chris, we appreciate the call. Let's move on to our next caller. John in California. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, John. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
The point I want to bring up about this vote that Sam was describing and how close we're coming to having all of our guns become criminal offenses by possessing them, is that it violates the U.S. Constitution in two places. It violates the U.S. Constitution in one place where the Constitution bans the passage by Congress of ex post facto laws. In other words, a law that makes it a crime for someone to do something that prior to the passage of the law was not a crime to do. And it also bans it and that's the most important thing in this case, but it also bans it in all the state legislatures. So they said it twice in the U.S. Constitution, which means it's pretty important. And in all my dealings with the National Rifle Association and Gun Owners of America, I have yet to find anyone who even has heard of that concept. So I'm concerned.
Well, I think we should be more concerned, and I agree with your points, but I think we should be more concerned with the fact that people like Robert Mueller and people like James Comey and the people that are in the Department of Justice like Rosenstein lied and destroyed evidence. They don't care about the law. They don't care about the ex post facto commentary in the Constitution. The rule of law is meaningless to them. They only care about acquiring power. And the only thing standing between them and their power grab is the American gun owner. So where does that lead us? That leads us smack into a civil war. And see, this is what John and I have been talking about for a long time. This is coming. This is their plan. This is their agenda. And they're stealing elections and trying to confiscate and eliminate the American rifleman. Okay, and so these two things are happening concurrently for a reason. People should think long and hard about what that reason is and stop pretending like a parchment, a piece of paper, or a written law is going to stop any of these criminals. It will not stop them. Even though if we had lawful judges, lawful attorneys, lawful representatives, what you're saying would be 100% meaningful and effective. But the fact is we have a lawless society. We have lawless leadership. Look at all the people in Congress that have been convicted of crimes. Our representatives, half of them are sociopaths.
We have our last break. We'll get conclude this conversation. We get back. Okay,
good
thanks
points,
for the
though.
Call. Thanks for the call, John. We got a break for it.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Didn't America learn anything from McCarthyism? I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. From 1950 to 1954, Senator Joseph McCarthy led congressional hearings and investigations searching for communism. With little evidence, Senator McCarthy ruined careers with wild accusations and televised congressional hearings. That should sound familiar. Since 2016, Representative Adam Schiff has been doing the same thing, except instead of looking for communists, he's looking for anyone who supports Trump or believes in a small, limited government. Schiff's hatred of Trump and love of cameras has become a McCarthyistic crusade. Schiff recently went so far as to suggest an investigation into a sitting Supreme Court justice and a subpoena for his wife. That is too far. That is a direct attack on the separation of powers. Schiff has jumped the shark and is no longer doing anything but partisan grandstanding. Until tomorrow, see this passion parabellum.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we are back. Sam, let's try to slip in one more call here before the end of the show. Mike in Arizona. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, I know we got a limited amount of time, so I'll go real quick here. I find it kind of odd. There's massive amounts of violence in Mexico. the PIR party that's ruled Mexico for 70-some years. Now, the head of that party is telling the Mexican citizens that they want to pass a law that's going to make them, the citizens, to be able to purchase higher caliber weapons so they can defend themselves from the cartels. Usually you can only have, you know, shotguns and 22s for hunting and stuff in Mexico, but you certainly can't have military pattern weapons. So here in the United States, they're working overtime to take away our firearms, but in Mexico, because of this massive amount of violence down there, that now all of a sudden the political party is going to give them the ability to buy better firearms to defend themselves. The second of all, there's a significant event that happened in Mexico a week ago. The cartel leader, Rafael Caro Quintero, he's on the FBI's 10 most wanted list. He's wanted for the torture and murder of DEA agent Kiki Camarena during the operation. A Black Hawk helicopter crashed and killed 14 Marines, and there's absolutely nothing here in the United States media about what's going on. That's all I have. God bless America, and thank you guys for your broadcast.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Mike. Well, Sam, about 90 seconds here to give your final thoughts for the day and the week, sir.
Simple things to think about. Do not expect the government to do the right thing. Do not expect the government to follow its own laws. Do not expect anyone else to come and rescue you. You are going to have to defend what is yours. You're going to have to get off your butt and get ready to fight. Because they are coming hard for your guns, hard for your rights, and hard for your country. And they're not going to stop until you stop them. The most important thing for you to realize is that you are responsible for your freedom. I read Galatians 5:1 on the air the other day. I won't read it again. I'll paraphrase it. But Christ sets you free. For freedom's sake, do not allow yourselves to be enslaved ever again. This is not just a political battle. This is a battle for planet Earth. This is good against evil in the most literal sense. You give up your guns, you lose. Never give up your guns. Never give up a single gun. And stop negotiating and compromising with these criminals that want to destroy you and your family.
Well said, Sam. Well, Sam, and I agree absolutely. And we hope you have a great week. Look forward to hitting back next Monday, sir.
John, thanks for having me. And don't forget to support RBN. These people are defending you. Help them help you. John, Roger. Have a great week. Let freedom
okay.
ring.
Thank you, sir. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, cleaner, essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless the beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri. God bless my beautiful state of Missouri. God bless the very beautiful state of Texas. God bless the United States of America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.